Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again today. We want to pick up where we left off yesterday, but we also want to look at a bit of history and prophetic declarations made by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This was spoken about years ago, and we want to see exactly what God's talking about. You know, the devil has got an agenda, he's got a plan. The Bible says the end times, there's going to be pestilences and sicknesses and diseases and all kinds of things taking place that we've never experienced or witnessed before. He said earthquakes are going to be way bigger and so many different things. So we want to just pick up and look at what is his agenda, what's going on here, why do we walk in sickness and disease? Can we be over and above sickness and disease? And my answer is yes, you can. So let's just pick up the service and continue and see what God wants to show us. And I speak a merry and a happy and a God bless you day to your life today. It's global warming, it's global food shortage, it's global everything. And this, now listen very carefully, the devil has got an antichrist who's going to be revealed real soon. There have been many antichrists, right? Hitler's and all those people, antichrist. People that you might know, antichrist, I'm an atheist, they're antichrist, right? But there's coming one antichrist, the Bible talks about, remember the mark of the beast, 666. There's one antichrist, he's coming. And he is going to have a false prophet with him. So the person who's going to appear as a religious figure to the world, he's going to have a false prophet, and he's going to be, and that false prophet is going to say, listen to this man, he knows what he's doing. And he's going to be a world leader. Come on. He's going to be a world leader. One president, they're going for that. You know, Europe, they've already got the European Union. I think there's 17 nations in Europe with one president. Do you know that? There's a president over the 17 nations. That's why England just said, we want Brexit, we're getting out of here. We want to be sovereign. Do you remember that? Listen, I'm talking history. This happened now. We're watching history that God spoke about. He said, we don't want to be part of this European Union anymore. We want our sovereignty back. Remember that? Did you see the fight they had? 5 years? It was approved by the people. They voted to exit Brexit. But the devil said, no ways, you're not getting out of here. Right. And did you see the fight they had? 5 years to get out of Brexit, out of the European Union. That stands for Britain exit out of the European Union, right? They can now say they want to have, the United Nations has spoken about taking all of America's armed forces and all the world's armed forces, and they want to be the controlling body of the world with the army. You understand? Why do you think they're going for your weapons? You people need to wake up. Amen. You understand? I agree that not anyone should have anything. And there should be checks and balances. I agree 100%. We need that. And I agree. I don't think we need semi-automatics and all that kind of stuff. But they want to take your weapons away. They want to control. Do you know that the internet was given away? It was invented in America. Do you know that? And 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I don't remember, it was given to, not the European Union, it was given to, who is it? They meet every year. I'll get it now, was given to them. They control the internet. It's no longer in America's control. Yeah? You didn't know that? That happened 6 years ago at least. Was given to the United Nations. The United Nations are in control of the internet. Yeah? Invented in America, given to the United Nations. You see what happens when you've got a one world government. People are not going to be able to buy and sell without the mark of the beast. But if you've got sovereign nations and he's not controlling those nations, then they can still do their thing in those nations. We have to have a one world government so that he can say we're doing it this way and everyone does it that way. It's control in its most deceptive style, and you're not going to even see it. So many people. The Bible says in the end times, if it were possible, even the elect will be deceived. And then what's going to happen? He's going to cause peace for 3.5 years. Okay, this is the start of the tribulation. It's 7 years, but halfway through 3.5 years of peace, he's going to sit in the temple. That tells me the temple has to be rebuilt. Do you know, and I'm off my notes, but I'm having fun. Do you know, now listen carefully, do you know that they've already chosen someone as a high priest for the temple? He's refused it, some rabbi, but they've already chosen him for the high priest. They've already got the red heifer to do the sacrificial offerings. They've got them bred. They've already got the blueprints for the temple. They've already selected and elected the Sanhedrin. Listen to what I'm saying. They already have got money that's been pouring in to build the temple. Now, here's the kicker. You know the dome on the rock? You know the Muslim one there? That is 300 feet away from where the temple was built. It's not on the Temple Mount. It's not where the temple was. The temple is going to go back in its original spot, and they're going to coexist for 3.5 years. And then this Antichrist, this world leader, he's going to sit. This is spoken in Daniel 7, the abomination of desolation, and it's spoken in other places. He's going to sit in the temple one day, and all the world are going to see. We've got internet. Everyone can see everything. I'm streaming right now around the world. Right now, you're on around the world, right? So if anyone's looking for you, hide your face. That's a joke. No, seriously, we're around the world right now, okay? We couldn't do this 50 years ago. 30 years ago, 20 years ago, we couldn't do this. We're around the world right now recording. Amen. Right? People are watching us. And the Bible says he's going to sit in the temple and he's going to say, I am God. And when he says that, the 3.5 years of tribulation you don't want to be in, my sister, right, is going to explode. The Bible says it's going to be so bad that people are going to be crying for the mountains and the rocks to please fall on them and kill them. And God said he's shortening the days for the elect's sake, for people who don't get raptured or get saved in that time. Because we're going in the rapture. I don't want to get into that now, but we're going in the rapture. And rapture is pre-trib. It's not middle trib and not post-trib. Okay? Pre-trib rapture. But the Bible says, God said he's going to take you from the hour of testing. He will take us out from the hour of testing. He took Moses out of the hour of testing, Noah, in the boat. God's got a way for us. It's going to happen. But this Antichrist is going to say, I am God, and all hell is going to break loose. There's going to be famine, war like you've never seen. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be chaos. It's coming. It's coming. And all that you're seeing, let me tell you what, the political arena is pushing us towards that. One more time. This is not about politics, but when you look at why for 3.5 years did Trump get bombarded with lies, and there have been a lot of lies, there's been truth, but there's been a lot, so radically strong. Why? I sat back and said, listen, it's not really normal. When Kavanaugh went in to be elected as a Supreme Judge, I'd never seen anything like it in my life. Why? What's going on? This is more than just flesh. This is, we don't battle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, right? It's trying to get that global thing so we can have a one world president, a one world currency, right? One world government, one world currency, and one world religion. And it ain't going to be ours.
Come on. You guys better wake up and smell the roses now. So stop choosing sides. Choose God. Telling you, just choose God. Choose God. That's the way to vote. Choose God. Amen? I'm telling you, you've got to get this in your spirit. It's pushing us towards the end. And what we've got to get there, we're going to get to the end times. There's no doubt. God's word is sovereign. And he's sovereign over his word. And he said, this is going to happen. There will be an antichrist. There will be a false prophet. You'll have to take the mark of the beast in order to buy and sell in those days. And if you don't take the mark of the beast, that means you haven't pledged allegiance to this antichrist. And if you don't pledge allegiance to him, you can't buy or sell food. How are you going to live? And if they catch you, they're going to behead you. Oh, you think this is Mickey Mouse? Read it. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to wake us up. We need to get a revelation and an understanding. And this guy, if you don't take the mark of the beast, says either on your right hand or on your forehead. Do you know right now, I can use my forehead to open my phone. The eyes are in the forehead. Have you seen how they're using the retina and the eye stuff to do things? What about the forehead? They're already putting the hand. They're already putting chips in people. Amazon have just come out with a new machine. You put your hand on the machine and it does everything. Everything. Takes the money out your bank without even the chip. You guys, we need to wake up. Listen, in Sweden, which is totally overrun with Muslim people right now, I've got friends in Sweden. You all know the cowboys that come to our church every year. And they were saying, it's like, wow. But they got the chip. Most of them are getting the chip. They're becoming a cashless society. It sounds good to be cashless, but then it means there's control as well. But they'll say, well, then the drug dealers can't, and it looks good. And they'll say, if you got the chip, it's wonderful, because if your heart rate goes wrong, we'll be able to read it. If the medics come and find you unconscious, they'll be able to scan the chip and find out, no, don't give him that injection, do this and do that. So if your father gets lost and he walks out there, he's got some sickness and he can't find his way home, you can trace him with a chip. So it's got its benefits, and they always make it look good. You see, they'll sell the truth to put the lie in. And then you don't do what he says, the Antichrist. They hit a button, their chip's gone. Or they kill you. Who knows what they can do? Come on, guys. You think this is Mickey Mouse? Listen, I remember when I was a kid growing up dreaming about having a flying car one day. Do you know that they got 5 companies that have already produced flying cars?
Yes.
Do you know that? Have you seen that? They got it. When you saw Star Wars 500 years ago, thought, oh, this is crazy. Now they got lasers and they're doing all stuff like in the heavenlies. It's happening, family. Yes. It's taking place. So we've got to be on point. We've got to know that these end times, we've got to stay focused. I'm telling you, stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. Amen.
Amen.
It's that close. I'm telling you, it's all heading. They want a one world government. That's the whole design. So the devil can get the Antichrist in.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that's just a bit of information. And so in order for faith to rise in the hearts of people, they've got to hear the word of God. What I just gave you is the word of God. It's all in the Bible. How many of you read what I'm talking about? All right. So Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. When God's word is spoken and faith is produced, people like that Roman centurion in verse 2 are encouraged. They're strengthened, they're emboldened to reach for God's healing power for themselves and for others. So when you learn about healing or finances or what we're talking about now, you become, your faith rises and you become emboldened to help other people, to help your children, to help yourself, to walk in health. What we just spoke about right now was totally off my notes, but you know what? I just go with the Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? I'm never going to block the Holy Spirit, because if I do one day, I'm going to get up to heaven and he's going to say, why did you not release what I gave you?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially, or